It's time for the Chamber Member-to-Member Focus, brought to you by the Windham Area Chamber of Commerce, designed to promote local and area businesses and help us understand why shopping local is so important to keeping our community strong. Here now is Chamber Executive Director, Diane Hall-Marcy.
Thank you for having us again here for our Member-to-Member program. Thank you, Steve and KDUM. This month, I have boys again this month. So I have Steve White, owner of KDOM, and Trevor Saletti, owner of The Citizen. So welcome, boys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So like I always try to say every month, but it's like the whole purpose of this, or the whole vision of this, is to really, really get to know the owners behind the businesses. I think we forget sometimes that we're actually people, and why we need to be supporting local. So I really want to put the face behind your signs that you guys have. So I want to start by you guys telling us about yourselves a little bit. So Trevor, I'll let you go first. Are you born in Windham? Tell us your background. Do you have kids, married?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was actually born in Fort Knox, Kentucky. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't have any gold. but yeah, so, and we moved to the Windham, the community of Windham, when I was five. And then, I basically, for the most part, I went to Iowa for a little bit, and then came back here end of first grade, beginning of second grade. And I've been here, graduated from Windham in, 1991, class of 1991, went off to school. I was actually a teacher, with kids with special needs for a couple years in the Apple Valley Eagan school district. And then my parents, who had Kim and Terry Anderson, had the paper, and my grandparents before them had an opening come up for both of us. 1998, we purchased the Mountain Lake newspaper then, and we moved back, and we were in the community for, you know, I think until 2019, some circumstances with my wife's job and family life had us move to New Ulm, but I still commute back every day to Windham, and I still feel my heart's here. You know, it's the tough thing is you kind of feel like you're in, you have a toe in both communities, but I feel very comfortable here, and it's my hometown, and I know almost everyone in town, you know, how that goes. But mm-hmm. I have two kids, one a senior this year, Connor. He's graduating here in a couple weeks. And I have an eighth grader, Cullen, he is an eighth grader. And my wife, Katie, works at the New Ulm Medical Center. So, yep.
Awesome. I know your family. For obviously, the beautiful thing about a small community is you get to know your family very well. So I know your son and all that stuff. So we're sad you're not here, but I totally get it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know.
Yep.
It sometimes you just got to do what you got to do.
Yeah,
you know?
Yep.
Steve, so interesting thing about, so you're on the chamber board, so I've gotten to know you from that.
Yes.
But tell us your history. Where are you from? Where did you grow up? How many kids do you have?
I'm kind of the opposite. You know, we moved to town about 4 years ago, and I was part owner of the radio station at that time. And then my wife and I bought out our partners last November. So it's just us now. But my history, I actually grew up in the middle of Nebraska and have been doing radio for 36, 37 years. And that took me from Nebraska down to Kansas and up to South Dakota and then over here. So it's a little bit opposite almost.
Sure,
so when you talk about knowing everybody in the town, mm-hmm. I'm still trying to meet people
in town too. Yeah, yeah.
But one of the things that we did when we first bought into the stations, we had Windham and Blue Earth. And my wife and I had the opportunity to basically pick where we wanted to live. And there was something about Windham that it felt right. People mm-hmm. were nice. You know, it really has all the amenities of any community that you need. And it seemed like it should be home. Mm-hmm. So that's what kind of drew us to Windham, I think. We have two boys. They're both grown and married, and we've got three grandkids. So one's in Ohio and one's in Omaha, so we don't get to see them very much. But that's kind of my history. And my wife, I met her in college taking radio classes, so she kind of has a background too and does a lot of the administrative stuff for the radio station.
Awesome. Very nice. And Windham is a community that kind of like sucks you in. So I've left and right after high school, was gone to my mid-20s, came back, left again after my mom passed away, came back. It just kind of draws you back. It's funny how that works. But so, and I love both of your guys' story, how long you guys have been doing, both of you have been doing this for a very long time. I'm really interested in what you guys have seen change over the years, like with the paper business and with the radio business. What have you guys seen when you started doing the paper and when the radio to where we are now? What is your biggest change that you guys have seen happen?
In our industry?
Yes.
Yeah. So ours, and I chatted a little bit with you yesterday about it. It's just amazing. You know, when my grandparents had the paper, you know, they moved here in the late 60s. They had to do the layout on what linotype system. So where they had to take individual letters, put them on a page, stamp it, and that's the paper for that week. And when I moved back in 1998, it was computerized, but you'd still have to, you know, cut out each ad, cut out each story, put it on a big poster board, run it through wax, take a roller, cut your finger every other day because you have to use an X-Acto knife. I had to get a Band-Aid from the back room. I'm like, I bet you these Band-Aids have been there for since like the 70s or 80s because we haven't had to use them anymore because we don't have to use X-Acto knives. So,
yeah.
But now we're to the point where, you know, everything is done on a computer. You know, we send the paper to print. We print in Sioux Falls. We send the paper to print over the internet. We lay it out on an Adobe programs specific for design. And I don't know. I would say from where my grandpa was and where I was, it takes, you know, if it was 4 hours to do a paper before start to finish, it's probably 20 minutes, 30 minutes now. I mean, it's just the way it's gone.
Yeah.
And you can get proofs out so much faster. And so, you know, technology, and what, every 5 years, technology doubles, it seems like. And it's just, you wonder where it's going to be in 5 years. So that is by far the biggest change we've seen.
Yeah.
And I would absolutely agree with that. It's technology and the difference. It's funny, the similarities.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not familiar with newspaper, but even with just what you've said, it's like, well, it's the same thing here.
Sure.
When I started in radio in the early 80s, we were still using recording tape and physically cutting it with X-Acto knives. So if there was a boo-boo, you cut that piece of tape out and then you taped it back together.
Wow.
And so it's the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, what used to take literally hours to cut and tape back together, now you can do in 10 minutes on a computer.
Yeah, it's amazing.
The one thing I would add is staff size.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the processes were so big in the old days that you needed a lot of people.
For sure.
And now one person sitting at the computer can do it.
Yeah. That's a good point.
So this is going to lead me to a question because I'm curious, and I want, like, the big thing is that I really think, like, being brutally honest is, like, really good, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, this is just, like, leading me to a question I just thought of right now. So even with my kids, with getting information, like, you know, back in the day, even when I was, like, in high school and stuff, you waited for the paper to, like, find out what was going on, right?
Yep.
And then when I was in high school, you waited. I mean, gosh, I would sit there with, like, my boombox, and I'd wait for my favorite song to play on the radio, and then I would hit the record button, and it would have like half the DJ talking, and that was like my playlist, right?
Yeah.
So technology, it's just changed so much for like our youth generation. So how is it, and I'm sure this is something you guys are still trying to figure out daily, what is it that you guys are doing, or how do you feel like, is it a struggle to try to keep up to be relevant, or like what how is that marketing piece for you, or what is that like every day right now for the two of you?
Yeah.
It's all about being local.
Yeah.
And in the case of radio, it used to be all of a sudden cassette tapes were coming out and it was going to kill radio because, yep. And then it didn't. And then CDs came out and then MP3s and then satellite radio, and everything is going to kill radio.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is none of that stuff can bring the information in the local that you get with radio. And I don't see radio. Now you have to tweak the way you do things. And we do a lot more digital than we ever used to. Right. And we stream our signal and we make it available. And we focus on being local as much as we can with plans to do more and more as we go. But the bottom line is, the statistics show that people still want to read the paper. They still want to listen to the radio. Mm-hmm. They want to hear Dirk in the news. Mm-hmm. And that's never going to go away.
Right.
Yeah. And once again, similarities are crazy here. You know, you don't get the Facebooks, you don't get the Googles really covering Wyndham at all. So someone, whether it's the radio or newspaper, has to cover it. People want local information. They don't want always national news or, and there's really no place to get official. Of course, there's people out there that like to post unofficial news, gossip, whatever it is. You know, we all know that. But, you know, both of us, Steve and I, you know, pay a staff to go and explore the news of the community. And it just is not there out there in the Googles and Facebooks of the world. And of course, you know, newspapers, we've always, even going back into the 50s and 60s, we don't really grasp our readers until they become ingrained into community in their mid-20s. And that's always been the case. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, we try to engage the younger crowd a little bit earlier through like the Twitters and the Facebooks and lead it into our website like that. But, I still hear a lot of people that like to sit down with the paper, get some ink on their hands, like that smell, just, you know, aesthetically. It's a lot different than going online and reading the newspaper that way. So, you know, we're excited about the future. Of course, you know, COVID's been COVID. You know, we all have had up and downs because of that. But, you know, for the most part, you know, we're excited where we're at right now and where we're going. Excited about making sure to keep covering the news of Cottonwood County, not just Wyndham, but the county in general. Yeah.
Awesome. So that leads me up to another question that I've asked everybody over like the last, because this last year has been interesting for all of us, right? And I feel like I've been very blessed to sit down with as many business owners as I have, because it's one thing to be sitting with them and you feel that emotion and you can tell what's all going on for everybody, right? Which led into like a lot of different things that we've been doing at the Chamber. It really led to this program, right?
Yeah.
So I obviously have done a crap load of fundraisers over like the last decade. Trevor, you've been very generous to me with giving me things. Yeah. And, you know, KDOM's been fantastic to me in the past as well. But, you know, this year of the pandemic and stuff, I really want to hear from the both of you of how that's been for the two of you. Because I think that, you know, the retails and like, you know, like the restaurants and stuff, they're at the forefront, right? Like those are the ones that we hear about, we see, whatever. Those are the ones that you probably are hearing from as well. And then obviously organizations are, you know, coming to you probably a lot during this time asking for donations, right? Mm-hmm. Please tell us about that. Tell us about this last year for you guys, not only financially, but really personally too, like that struggle for that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, boy.
March. If you can sum it up.
I just remember sitting in my car for a lunch break and governor came on, I think it was the governor, and just talking about the shutdown and what's going to happen. I'm, you sit there and like, okay, so a lot of our revenue business comes from advertising, from restaurants. It comes from events. It comes from retail. And then all of a sudden, that's all shut down. And you're sitting here wondering, well, you know, what are we going to do? You know, how are we going to get by? And really, honestly, a lot of praying, a lot of, you know, talking to our staff. And, you know, like I said yesterday to you, Tyann, my staff or our staff was so supportive for me. You know, I had a lot of times where I'd be like, you know, I have a lot of time driving back and forth, and like my brain just wandered off and like, what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. Literally. I mean, but you know, you just go day by day and we figured it out. And unfortunately we had to do some staff reductions, in hours and time, and it made us learn to operate pretty lean. And do we really need to have people bring water here to, you know, to drop off for our break room? And so I'm hauling, filling it up for $1.25 and hauling, you know, stuff mm-hmm. like that, where we had to figure it out. And we're pretty strong right now. Mm-hmm. You know, we're obviously, things are starting to come back online with businesses and events, Hairball and Riverfest, that makes us super excited. And if we could get through the last year, and be where we're at right now, I just praise God to God that he got us here and he made us figure out how to make things work, and so many answers that he gave us, you know, in different ways. So
yeah, amen.
Yeah, it was a yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Steve, yep.
I agree.
You're
I,
saying
you
ditto.
Know, it really is the same thing, you know, the one really, it is the same. All of a sudden, I'm not sure. I mean, I think the community understands that we both depend on businesses mm-hmm. advertising mm-hmm. for our revenue. And when those businesses, the doors are closed or they can't have customers in the store, it's pretty tough for them to justify spending their last $200 on advertising versus paying rent.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not sure. I think you're right when you say we weren't really in the forefront, but in a way we were affected every bit as much, if not more.
I agree with that.
Because we depend so much on those businesses. So, yeah, and I agree with Trevor that you can see we're at the corner and things are turning mm-hmm. and coming back stronger. And I'll throw in the power of prayer, boy, because it does make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Does, but yeah. I think we did weather the storm as good as we could have hoped.
Mm-hmm. So with like the difference with a newspaper, obviously buying newspapers and stuff can help facilitate you, Trevor, as far as bringing revenue and stuff like that in. And I'm one too where I like to hold the paper mm-hmm. yeah. versus reading it, you yeah. know, like I feel like I'm constantly yeah. on devices
yep.
for work
yep.
so it's nice for me yeah. to give my eyes a break and read uh-huh. it in person uh-huh. But like for you, Steve, like how, what like is there, like, is there something, like, how could a community support the two of you besides, because that was a question I asked everybody as well, right? How is it that a community could support? Is it, like, obviously by listening? I mean, you guys are, we're very blessed to have both of you in the community of Windham. I mean, not every community is blessed to have a paper, a local paper, mm-hmm. and a local radio station. So what are ways that people can be supporting you guys?
You know, it sounds a little cliche almost, but really, you know, obviously we want you to listen every day.
Yeah.
We want you to support our advertisers, the
yeah.
businesses that advertise with us. By you going in and
right.
supporting their business, they're able to buy more advertising. And really, you know, unless if you want to buy some commercials from me today. But the reality of it is, it's kind of a secondhand thing.
Okay.
That we talk a lot about shopping local and the money staying in the community. And this is a perfect example of that. You know, if you hear an ad on the radio or an ad in the paper and you go support that business then has money to buy advertising.
Right.
And it all goes around and around, but
right.
it all stays right here in the community.
Yep. Do you have anything I
just echo exactly what he says, how important it is for people to realize and understand that when they come to us looking for donations, we have to have that advertising to support those donations. Right. And if they're going out of town, it's harder for us to facilitate giving to people when they're not supporting something local. You know what I mean? Support local's always been, top forefront for us.
Right.
And that's how we survive.
Right. So maybe a way that somebody could be supporting, doing kind of like a double team thing here, is like if they do have a business that they know is like suffering right now, is that they could really theoretically pay for some advertising for them through KDOM or the Citizen, and then getting like two coins with one toss, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, and then the last question I'm gonna end it with is the question I always end it with is, I want you guys to tell me why it's important to shop local. So, Trevor Saletti, why is it important to shop local?
I think it just is the community as a whole. I mean, that money that you spend locally gets funneled down to so many different things. Like I said before, the donations, supporting that person's payroll, supporting the people that they have working for them, and that person goes and spends that same dollar at any retail store in town. And I think community pride too. I think there's a thing that if we are able to support local, it keeps businesses going, it keeps our businesses full. I mean, with both people and physically, and the more momentum that you can get behind that, I think the easier it is for people to shop local.
Awesome.
That's very well put.
I love how you guys are both just constantly like, yep, what he said.
You know, the Wyndham is very fortunate to have all the different businesses and things in town that we do. And people complain that there's things that aren't here. But the reality of it is we're very fortunate to have everything from the paper to the radio, but to restaurants and to the businesses that we have. And the only way to keep them and to help them grow and to bring new in is by spending that money locally. And for businesses looking at relocating, if they know that the money gets spent in town, they're more likely to come to town.
Right.
So it really does all revolve around itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I appreciate both of you. I think the heck out of both of you. But honestly, I have a new respect for both of you after this last year. So I will say that it's definitely opened my eyes to not only how blessed we are to have both of you here, but honestly, like the struggles that you guys have had this last year too. So thank you.
I appreciate you.
Thank you. And what you're doing with the chamber is incredible. We talk about shopping local and being a presence. The chamber needs an awful lot of credit.
Yes, we do. And well, you do.
Thank you.